first I heard very boom 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 like that, but I thought, oh, like many other people in Saigon at that time, we thought that, oh, that's the firecrackers. But after that, I saw people running, and then I asked them, what's happened there? And they say, Viet Cong came, Viet Cong came. And after that, especially during night, we were very frightened. I was hiding. We all lied on the floor.
Bao Vu was 15 years old in the southern Vietnamese city of Saigon when the New Year's festival, Tet, signaled the start of a massive surprise attack by the Communist North and the Southern Guerrillas, the National Liberation Front, or Viet Cong.
The day after, I saw lots of bodies, and that's the first time in my life that I can't remember how many bodies, but I knew that there were lots of bodies around me. And houses burning.
Get out, you! Get back!
An Australian military policeman was standing guard, firing warning shots to keep the street clear.
As CBS News broadcasts from the days following the Tet Offensive show, Australian troops were in the thick of the fighting to repel the more than 100 simultaneous attacks on towns and cities across the south. Paul Hamm, author of Vietnam, The Australian War, says Australia's intervention in Vietnam, up to this point, was popular.
The front line in defence of Australia was effectively the 17th parallel dividing North and South Vietnam. And that was the policy at the time. The Australian people, by and large, welcomed fighting a war to contain communist aggression at a distant front line. This was seen as something which was sensible.
But as television images and news reports showed, South Vietnamese forces, their cities, and their half-million-strong foreign defenders being roundly attacked by 80,000 communist troops, the sentiment changed.
The National Liberation Front, the Viet Cong, was soundly defeated during Tet, but it was certainly not seen that way in Australia and America. When we saw General Westmoreland standing in rubble in Saigon, protesting that in fact the attack on the city had been repelled, he was correct as it turned out, but it didn't look that way.
General, how would you assess yesterday's activities and today's? What is the enemy doing? Are these major attacks, or how would you assess the enemy's purposes yesterday and today?
The enemy very deceitfully has taken advantage of the Tet truce.
Ron Milam was at grad school in the United States and had just signed up for a tour of Vietnam.
Well, it was such a shock because we had watched General Westmoreland tour the United States, essentially talking about how well we were doing there. And so when you had this, all of these cities under siege by Viet Cong and NVA, so from a prospective draftee or an enlistee's state, you knew that it would probably be worse than it was prior to the Tet Offensive.
Dr. Milam is now the director of Texas Tech's Center for War and Diplomacy in the post-Vietnam War era. He says it was not only his fear that arose seeing the Tet Offensive playing out on television, but the nation's.
We have been lied to by our leaders. They have been overestimating the support. It was a military victory, but I'm not sure that we knew that at the time. I think that took a while to figure out. On the other hand, from the standpoint of someone watching it on television, they started to question whether there was any accuracy at all in what the military was saying.
Paul Hamm certainly sees it as a turning point in public opinion.
Ho Chi Minh famously said he may not have won the hearts and minds of South Vietnam, but he certainly won the hearts and minds of the West. And this began with Tet.
Bao Vu, who was 15 at the time in Saigon and is now a Radio Australia journalist in Melbourne, sees this talk of wins and losses in a different way.
I don't think anything about that. Who win or who lose or something like that. What they want is peace, nothing else. I'm not saying on the behalf of the Southerners, but I think that many people agree with me that they don't care who run the country. Peace is enough.